Freffin Radio. This is Niccolò Comotti here at Berlinale 2015, and today I'm joined by Ella Manzieva, director of The Gulls. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello, everyone.
So, Ella, just the beginning. Tell us about your film.
Это история прежде всего о вере и о свободе.
So, it's basically a film about happiness. I think it's like finding the strength to find happiness within yourself. So not looking for it in a certain place, like you could be in, you know, the place in the film or Berlin or Moscow, but you need to find it in yourself. And you can also, a lot of people project their unhappiness or their uneasiness in life to those around them, but you have to find it in yourself. And after Elsa's husband dies, she manages to find the strength to go look for that freedom. She doesn't know what's around the corner and what's waiting for her yet, but at least she started her way to find her own happiness and freedom.
Regarding the beginning of the project, so what really triggered your will to make this film, and how was the process?
3 года назад я начала писать этот сценарий.
3 years ago, I started to write the screenplay. And from that moment on, I was thinking a lot about the main character. And it started with just a very small thought, like, okay, it should be about a woman who leaves her husband, but then comes back, and he never notices. But, yeah, she has all these issues inside that she's dealing with, and, you know, he has no idea. So it started growing, and I ended up writing the screenplay very quickly. And only after the film was finished, I realized it was my own story, or the story of those around me, and actually I have been inspired by a lot of things I've seen in my life and those around me.
And the main figure of Elsa, you know, I'm sure he was, you know, adamant he had to be the right person and the right cast. So how did you end up actually finding Eugenia and the work that you did with her as well? Because I think it's the first time acting, if I'm not mistaken.
Искали девушку по эскизу рисунка Хелены Юнтилы. Это финская художница.
So in the casting process, we were looking at a girl that it was an image I found on a poster from Helena Juntila, a Finnish artist who actually ended up making the poster of the film. Or, you know, we were able to use the image for the poster and all the artwork. So it's a beautifully stylized picture of a girl, and we tried to find an actress that was similar. We knew about Evgenia, of course, because she's well known. And the producer said maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to use her because she's not a professional actress. It's a big risk that you're taking. And Evgenia leads a very sophisticated lifestyle. She travels the world, but she needs to play this fisherman's wife in a village, and so it was a big risk that we took, but I'm glad that we did it, and I'm very happy with the result. Evgenia ended up trusting me, I ended up trusting her, and I'm just very impressed with the results.
In a setting like this, where actually the whole community and everyone keeps things into themselves, the image of the film is even more important than usual. And you choose a specific kind of color palette and specific ways to use things around to even create a sort of sense of isolation, but not just of the environment, but even between people. So I just wanted to know, like, your work also with the cinematographer and how in the script also you were just pinpointing this kind of things, you know, like, I want this sort of feeling, I want this sort of idea.
Наверное, мне повезло, что мой муж, он оператор этого фильма.
So I'm lucky that my husband was the cinematographer, which meant that we could spend a lot of time talking about the film and preparing and talking about our strategy, which was very important because the film and every shot expresses Elsa's state of mind. It's subjective. So we talked a lot about how we could make this work for the cinematography. For the exteriors, we just let ourselves be inspired by the nature. It was very bad weather at the time, or foggy in winter, and that gave us a certain look. And for the interiors, we used a lot of wide shots or scenes shot in one take, because we used a lot of non-professional actors, and there wasn't room to instruct them about blocking, or we were just shooting sort of family scenes. And in terms of the color combinations, we were inspired by a Buddhist temple and colors in a Buddhist temple, which could be seen as sort of unusual for Western eyes, but we used them a lot, and also to express Elsa's own state of mind.
Thank you very much, Ella, for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.